Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You can't hear me, but I'm nodding my head right now.
You nod your head so good.
It's because I got head rhythm.
Yeah.
Great. I think that's why.
Did you get that on a report card or something? Great head rhythm.
I wish I did. No, I got talked a lot in class. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe it.
I spent more time in the hall, probably in second grade, than I did in the classroom for talking.
Really?
Yeah. I was a bit of a social bee.
I did not usually get in trouble for talking. I was always very like, I don't want to get in trouble. I do not want to be called upon. I do not want to get called out. I play by the rules, man, the rules.
You're a delicate flower.
Mm-hmm. I don't like criticism.
You even seem like you're still afraid of it now.
A little bit.
Years later. From Williamsburg Elementary,
yeah.
I presume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble. Oh, no.
I had a pretty good incident every grade, starting in second grade.
Like sizable incident?
Like hallway trouble, second grade. Third grade, I got hit by a car.
What? Wait. Like, what? What? Your teacher hit you?
No.
What?
No.
On school?
No, but a school bus caused it.
What?
I was walking to my piano lessons, and in the process of crossing the street, I'm walking in one direction, the bus is going the other way, mm-hmm. and a guy couldn't see me, right, because mm-hmm. of the bus,
right,
and entered the intersection. I was still in the crosswalk, and I got clipped, and I rolled up on his hood and then landed in somebody's front lawn.
And you were how old?
Third grade, 9, probably.
Wow.
So after that incident, the next day was show and tell. So that's all I could talk about at school.
Well, yeah. Did you go to a hospital?
Nah.
That's epic.
Just bounced off. Went to my piano lesson.
What?
I did.
Dude, the first thing I would do is tell my piano teacher that I'm probably not going to be playing so good.
There was a call made, but she's like, are your hands okay? I'm like, yes. She's like, I think you're fine. I am not kidding.
Wow.
School hard knocks, man.
First thing I would have done was walk into my piano lesson and say, hey, Mrs. Dorman, I had a pretty significant thing happen.
Sorry, Mrs. Rosine. My fingers are gone.
Or even if like I'm physically fine, like I'm a little shaken up.
You know? I don't know if I can play the notes today. In third grade, I'm still learning middle C. It's not like it was that intensive piano lesson.
Right.
Fourth grade was the first time I ever called somebody a bad word out loud, got heard and caught. Fifth grade, I got caught for I was bored in class. I was writing on the wall. And then
you wrote on the wall of the classroom? What's wrong with you, Eric Hansen?
Just doodling.
No. Shame on you.
Sixth grade. This is my favorite detention ever.
How many more of these are there?
This is the last one. I get one a year. Then I'm done.
Wow, you're a bad kid.
I'm a great kid.
Great kids don't. Draw on the wall.
What is it? Fifth grade.
A 5-year-old, yes. A fifth grader, no.
This one time I was bored.
You know better. And you know what? Your teacher and I are disappointed.
This is exactly what was told to me in sixth grade. I read too fast during reading time. I didn't have a second book, and I asked to go to the library. And I was told, no, you have detention. You know better. You should have had 2 books.
Okay, that seems like overkill.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one, you are not guilty.
I'm calling her out,
Did
Mrs.
you have
Gipple?
The same teacher from fifth grade? Because
no.
She might have just had it in for you for the wall thing.
That was Mrs. Gallagher.
Okay.
No, we were pretty good.
All right.
Tight.
That was undeserved, okay?
No.
That trauma, that is not yours.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you carry it.
I feel so much better getting all of that out now.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Release. You're ready to start your Tuesday now.
I'm ready to start my life.
you're so free.
I've been carrying this burden
like you're
since the 80s.
Bounding through a meadow now.
I know.
My gosh, look at you. So spring, so spry. I've got Z Sleaze for you at 6:45.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
Well, that Christie movie that Sydney Sweeney was doing, she played a female boxer.
Oh, yeah.
It was out last weekend.
It was.
Yeah, it didn't do well. Since your reaction was, it was?
I'm like, oh, it's about Oscar time. It'll come out soon.
No,
it was out?
It was out. Didn't have a great weekend.
Huh.
And Sydney Sweeney addressing the first weekend failure.
Got it.
You know, we'll see what she has to say about that. And first, we had the news that Miss Piggy is getting her own movie.
Yeah.
She's not the only diva getting her own movie. Another animated diva getting her own film. Tell you who in Z's Sleaze at 6:45.
Boy, that one Barbie movie opened up all the doors,
Look
right?
at this. Yeah. I know. Kicked the door down with a stiletto heel.
Great.
Woo. Can you swallow a pill dry without water?
I don't know. Wait, do you want more childhood trauma quickly?
Did you have to swallow a pill dry?
I had horrible tonsils growing up as a kid. They would get inflamed all the time. Yeah. And I couldn't figure out, I could not swallow a pill. So we would have to mush it up. And they would put it in pineapple juice.
Ew.
Which, by the way, you want it.
Pineapple juice is terrible for your throat.
Here's some quick science. Pineapple juice is horrible for your throat, and it also negated all of the benefits of penicillin. So I still have my tonsils out anyway.
Hmm. Why did you put it in pineapple juice?
Because I like the flavor. Either way.
Applesauce.
Back then, that wasn't a consideration. I don't think I could.
Like
a baby aspirin, maybe, or like a little something.
Yes. If it was a very small round pill, yes. I think I could do it. But if it was like a capsule?
If you had me taking one NyQuil, no water, I couldn't do that.
I don't know.
Could you?
Like a pill of NyQuil, like those big ones, those liquid gel things?
Yes.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could get it down without water.
Maybe an Advil.
What kind of psycho question is this, by the way? This is just a poll that they ask people. Do you think you could swallow a pill without water?
It's like ask guys if they shave without shaving cream. Dry shave. They'll use a little water, but they will just shave their face. Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah. What?
I'm guessing most people said they couldn't.
Well, most people said if I absolutely had to.
I don't think that's possible.
But why would it?
Were you going to will it down?
I can't guarantee that it's going to be
there. It might just end in the back of the throat.
Exactly.
You need it to flush its way all the way into your stomach.
I'd be worried that it'd be like mid-throat.
Yeah.
Like I'd half swallow it. You could feel it there in your...
Nope.
I just accept that. Well, could I if I had to? Yeah. Do I want to? No, absolutely not.
I don't think I can.
Terrible question.
Nope.
Terrible question.
If it came down to take a pill or see ya.
You're going with see ya.
I can't go with see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
If you didn't know, because we didn't talk about it, you don't know. We're not here tomorrow.
No, we should mention that. Yeah,
we should.
We got plans tomorrow.
You and I annually host Good Morning Cedar Rapids. It is the annual breakfast and awards show with the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. This will be year 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Did one for COVID. It's a big room. 750 people. It's the biggest crowd they've ever had, and that's going to be who we're talking to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And talking to the public, I have no problem with. It's my job, right?
It's fine.
But I'm a little self-conscious, and I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
Would I throw you if I showed up tomorrow wearing half a mask?
Phantom style?
Yes. Because as if you look at my face right now, I'm good to hear, but right about there, I have a little blemish. You see it?
Yeah.
It's not a zit. I don't know what it is.
What's happening? Why now of all time?
I know exactly. So I think I'm going to go Phantom tomorrow. I'm going all Phantom.
I support it.
You do?
Yes, I honestly.
We have so much planned that doesn't fit the theme.
Oh, I know. It is not on
but
theme at all.
Okay.
But dude, one of my favorite musicals is The Phantom of the Opera.
Do I have to call you Christine all morning?
Yes, you do. Oh my gosh. Do I get a cape? Can we both okay. I'm ready to scrap the whole thing and do Phantom of the Opera.
Why is my drama joy for you?
I know you wanted me to come up with a different solution. And I get it. I know.
I was hoping I have a little concealer. I'll take care of that for you.
No, you stepped into the wrong. You shouldn't have gone Phantom. Full Phantom.
What door did I walk into?
I've always wondered, how does he get that half mask to stay on his face?
Oh, my God.
And you get to find out, friend. You get to find out. You get to be the Phantom.
Oh, the music of the night.
Yes. If you'd rather, I can, bring some creams and whatever.
Christine! Christine!
Just say,
sing
the music of the night.
Now we're going to have to get a pipe organ player.
I know. Scrap the whole thing. Let's start over with a Phantom of the Opera theme.
Big rock opera.
Oh.
The Phantom of the Opera.
So dramatic. Oh.
Good morning, Cedar Rapids.
And you get a cape. And I'm going to have a cape too, just because I want one.
Christine doesn't get a cape.
Yes, she does. It's cold and drafty downstairs.
I feel like you've rehearsed this conversation. You didn't know we were going to have it.
No. I have always been ready to be asked to be part of Phantom of the Opera. I've just always been ready. And now is my time.
Oh my God, I stepped into that and I didn't even see it coming.
I didn't either, but I'm so glad to
be here. I'm in a phantom trap. I'm going to have to gnaw off my leg to get away from you.
No, you're staying down here. We're talking Phantom of the Opera all day long. Oh, I'm so there for it. I am still, I just have to gush about what a night we had at Girl Scouts last night. Our little bit of drama because the troop, like we had reserved a room and then we didn't get the room. And so yeah, it's a little bit of a crazy day.
What do we do now?
Exactly. But we made it all work. The girls are working on their detective badge.
I'd love this.
So the troop leader got an actual detective to come talk to the girls. A real, like this is what he does. CSI.
Gumshoe.
Yeah. His job is detective. He's the first on the scene. He looks for clues, right?
Yeah.
So their whole earning of the badge is about, like, fingerprints and secret messages and looking for clues on a scene. So he was teaching them how to look for clues and lift fingerprints and stuff.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Except he had had a very long day. He had been a detective in a court of law. He was called upon, you know, he had to.
Was he testifying yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a long, long day. So he gets to the end of his long, long day and he's teaching.
Now I gotta go face a bunch of Girl Scouts.
9-year-olds about fingerprints. And he's like, not on like a murder weapon, but like on a, you know.
He said that out loud?
No, he's, I can hear him editing his spiel to make it 9-year-old appropriate.
Replace murder weapon with.
He's like, I don't want to say homicide. Somebody stole your bike.
Oh my God.
I know. Like, okay, so what's the crime scene? Okay. I've been to too many homicides. Let's say somebody, you the library book, it's due back at the library, and then you didn't get it on time. So you had a dust for prints, and, you know.
Did anything slip during the presentation? No.
No.
Did he crack?
No. He was perfect. He was perfection. But I can see him making the edits in real time.
You sometimes have to read quotes from celebrities who swear a lot, and you have to do that in real time.
Yeah.
That's an art.
It is tricky. And so, detective, hats off to you, because I'm sure there was some dark stuff that you were like, keep it to yourself, bury it, dig it, down.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Right now, the two I-380 speed cameras, as you enter the S-curve, one from the north and one from the south, mm-hmm. are currently operational in Cedar Rapids. And soon, the two cameras, as you exit the S-curve, will also be operational.
Oh.
City of Cedar Rapids appealed when told to turn off the cameras in 2024 and, as of the end of this October, has won that appeal. So remember, there has been this movement in Des Moines to get speed cameras gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the compromise was the Iowa DOT will tell you thumbs up or thumbs down if you can have them or not. And we got four. Two were on the S-curve and then two were, I think, red light cameras and I forget where they are, somewhere in the city. In fact, well, no, because I got caught by one.
Yeah, I think where
Edgewood
one is,
too. Edgewood in 42nd, and then there's one other one.
I believe First Avenue and...
And I, like, I don't, like, the ones in Marion, and again, this is memory, I could be wrong, but I think the Marion ones never got turned on. Like, all these cities had tried it, and then, but there's still appeals in process. And what Cedar Rapids did is said, hey, this is why we put them in the first place, and we showed you the data then, and we'll show you the data now. The day they turned off the cameras going the opposite direction, they had like 1,000 speeders because they were still clocking people.
Oh.
So like people are on purpose now driving faster and entering that in an unsafe manner. Can we please turn them back on? The state said yes. So at some point we will have four back on 380. We will have a public announcement, but I'm just giving you the heads up that that is coming. Here's another heads up, Cyclone graduates. You're going to have a new president named today. Both candidates are still on campus. They have a lightning round interview this morning with the Board of Regents at 9 a.m.
Whoa. This is the lightning round?
That's what I'm calling it. I don't know what it is officially. But 9 o'clock, two more interviews, and they will announce today. I've never seen a move that fast.
Somebody's there?
they're both there, and they're going to tell one to leave, and one will be staying to be announced as the next president of Iowa State University.
Okay, it's just as dramatic as I dreamed.
It's very reality show.
I hope they hold hands and then are read the results.
And then hug?
According to the university campus.
And then if one cannot fulfill the duties of president, the other will swoop
in. Know that you are welcome.
Benjamin Holton, the dean of the College of Ag at Cornell University. No, the other one. And David Cook from North Dakota State, who is a graduate of Ames, as well as he used to live there. Those are your two finalists. And again, we will know by about 4 o'clock this afternoon. What's got us feeling all right? Well, of course, today is Veterans Day. And the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival, proud to announce again the return of those military tribute banners that you see on the light poles in downtown
Love
Cedar Rapids.
Those.
They will be up from Memorial Day through the end of August, and then they go into the Vets Memorial Building during Veterans Week this month.
Oh.
So they have a nice long life of display. It's only available while they're for sale. There's a limited number. So if you have an active family member or someone that you'd like to salute from the past, all you have to do is contact the Freedom Festival office. There's a cost involved with that, and there's limited amounts. So I would get on that as soon as possible. But that announcement coming out this morning from the Freedom Festival in Cedar Rapids.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Sydney Sweeney's boxing biopic, Christy, was out this past weekend. Did you go see it?
I saw a trailer, and I was intrigued. I wanted to see it.
It looks fascinating.
Kind of like The Rock's UFC one.
Yeah.
But that one kind of...
Well, I feel bad about that one, too.
That one came and went. And now you're telling me this movie is already out?
It's already out, and it's actually getting pretty decent reviews. 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. The reviews, even less than stellar reviews, give Sydney Sweeney high marks on her performance as Christy.
But, like, nobody went to the movie.
No, it bombed hard. It had more than 2,000 theaters and only made $1.3 million.
Oh, that's not good because that's a lot of theaters.
Exactly.
It wasn't like art house movies, big towns.
This was a wide release and a lot of people did not go see it. However, Sydney Sweeney, not discouraged, she posted on Instagram about it. She says that she's deeply proud of the movie and she thinks that it helped raise awareness for so many affected by domestic violence. She said, "We don't always make art for numbers. We make it for impact. And Christy has been one of the most impactful projects of my life. So thank you, Christy. I love you."
I'd like to see that compared to the I, Tonya numbers when it came out.
Yeah.
But I think I, Tonya and Tonya Harding, everybody kind of knew that story.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know this.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know that I know.
And Sweeney's got star power, but maybe not to carry a name of somebody you just don't know, right?
I think that's a hard thing to kind of pull on. We just aren't as good at going to the movies anymore.
So there's that also.
Got to be something really big that gets us to go.
Yes. You need a Wicked, right?
Yes.
Wicked 10.
Wicked 10. Keep making them. Maybe this one will work. We talked last week about a brand new Miss Piggy movie.
Yeah.
Now, Jessica Rabbit is getting her own movie. Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I'm
Jessica
just
Rabbit?
Drawn that way. Gary Wolf is the creator of Roger Rabbit and the Toontown concept. He actually did a book. It's called Who Censored Roger Rabbit? And then Disney bought the rights and they made the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Well, Disney just sold him back the rights to his own work.
That's how it works in Hollywood.
It does. And in a new interview, he revealed that he would like to move along with a project. He's got a lot of different angles, but the one that's furthest along is a Jessica Rabbit movie. It would be live action. It's based on a 2022 book that he wrote called Jessica Rabbit, Serious Business. It's kind of a prequel focusing on Jessica's pre-toon life. She's an actual human secret agent in real life before she goes to Toontown and gets drawn that way.
I kind of get it.
Yeah, he'd still love for Disney to be involved. Also, Steven Spielberg, Robert Zemeckis.
Well, I'd love for everybody to be involved in my movie, too.
Yeah, and you know what?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Guys, we've got a movie idea, and we'd love to have you be a part of it.
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney, yeah.
You need a comeback project? I'd like for you to be involved. I'd like for you to be involved.
Who wouldn't want them to be involved? Are you kidding me? Come on, Gary.
It'll be a fun guess, though. If this gets greenlight, who gets the role? Of Jessica Rabbit?
Yes.
It's a very specific body type.
It's not real.
That's my point.
It's not even
Does
real.
Does anybody fit those curves?
We've got a thought starter I already gave you. Think about the celebrities that are just universally loved, the celebrities that everybody likes.
Yes.
You know, like Michael Scott. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, here's who's on my list.
Who?
I think universally everybody loves Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I think universally everybody loves Dolly Parton.
Agreed.
I don't know if you made the list, but Dick Van Dyke, I think, right there is up on that list, too.
Ooh, good pick.
He's just kind of out of sight, out of mind right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
those are the first three that popped in my brain.
Solid. Somebody posted this question, and they started with five. They agreed with you on Dolly. They also threw in Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Universally liked.
Good human.
Betty White. Although no longer with us.
She was on my list, but like she's dead.
I know. Did count?
She did.
Julie Andrews.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Yes!
You know what?
Boy, how was he not on my top of the list?
I know. Kind of solid, but Jeff right up there too. Tom Hanks, I am completely with you.
Just didn't make the top five.
He didn't make the top 10. He was 11, which I would put him higher on that list.
Again, sometimes if you're not in the public eye at the moment... Right, you get forgotten about a little bit.
Yes.
Which I get. Jeff Goldblum's everywhere right now.
Jeff Goldblum. Paul Rudd was on my list.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yes. Just
everybody likes him. So likable. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
We are live in the Z102.9 Test Kitchens where, much like my babysitter would do on a Saturday night when my parents went out dancing, I got a big old vat of mac and cheese I cannot wait to dive into.
Mm.
However, this is not a blue box. It is Kraft. This box is red.
It is a limited edition flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's pizza flavored mac and cheese.
We saw a news story yesterday about apple pie flavored macaroni and cheese, and really that was the goal, but you searched high and low, shelf after shelf, couldn't find it yesterday.
I asked an employee and they're like, well, I'm not seeing it in our store anywhere. So I was excited by the pizza flavor.
Yes, we also have a box of ranch mac and cheese.
Not as excited for that, to be completely honest.
Now, walking back, we got that traditional mac and cheese smell. It's usually just that, you know, that heavily enriched flour pasta.
Yeah.
But with the cheese packet also comes a pizza seasoning packet. Do you, as you're giving it one last stir before we take a bite, does that look a little bit more red than normal?
I think that there is.
Because mac and cheese is a weird color of kind of yellow orange, right?
It's still kind of similar in flavor. You're right. I think it's a little bit red, but also there's a little bit of, I don't know, is that oregano? There's some sort of spice in there.
All right, let me give it a nice little smell. I will say, though, from a cheese adhesion, it is clinging perfectly.
It is clinging nicely.
Ooh, that smells good.
To me, have you ever had a pizza-flavored Pringle?
Yeah.
That is what this smells like.
Pizza-flavored combos?
Uh-huh. Oh,
those as well.
Combos with pizza.
Okay, so I think before I even take my first bite, I'm predicting home run.
You are?
I am.
Oh, wow.
How not? It's back
how
in,
not?
How not? How not home run, Claire?
How do you not say home run?
Pizza flavor and mac and cheese? Oh, my God. I wish I was nine again.
See, to me, the babysitter was pizza. So
we were boiled hot dogs and mac and cheese every Saturday. Every Saturday.
Okay.
Right, here we
let's
go.
Just stop Is, talking and
Now, there
try
are a little
it.
Green flecks in there. I assume that's oregano?
I'm trying to get some green fleck in mine. Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How not? Okay, home run.
How not mac and cheese?
Oh, this is good.
Okay, but it's
Producer
like,
Ben, you did it. You did it because Producer Ben made it. Now, do you want to know where he messed up the recipe?
Huh.
He added a little too much milk. He said he misread it.
You know what?
It's a little extra creamy, but I'm okay with it.
Because a lot of times you'll make the macaroni and cheese. It sits for 2 seconds, and then it's no good. You have to eat it immediately.
Claire, I will fight you on this. I like mac and cheese that sits a bit.
Ew!
I prefer that mac and cheese. It needs to, I don't know what it is, but I need it. It's like a fine wine.
Mm-mm.
It needs to age about for 5 minutes.
You like the coagulation?
I do like coagulated mac and cheese. Yes.
Sick.
I do.
No, I like it like this where it's creamy and
it's good. This will work at a child's birthday party. This will work at the kids' table for Thanksgiving. This would be fun to make with the family because you got some fun pizza shapes on the box. Pizza-flavored mac and cheese, Dancing Eric Hansen, 2 thumbs up.
You know what I would say? I'm glad it's a limited edition because I think it was fun to have it once, but I don't think I want this consistently.
oh, we're not having it on the regular.
No.
Right?
No. This is a one and done for me.
Yeah. Maybe when you're getting into, if it's still on the shelf, like, do kids have, like, the Tuesday or Wednesday off before Thanksgiving when you don't want to make a lot of food?
Exactly.
Make this and you're good to go.
It'd be fun.
Okay. Setting that. You ate a lot.
I didn't have a lot.
Okay. I'm like, your bowl is half.
You said you were excited for it, so I gave you a
take a break here, I'm going to finish this bowl.
I was not as excited about this flavor.
This is basically my breakfast, and I'm very excited for it. Okay. Pizza flavored mac and cheese down, ranch, and even graphically speaking, what looks to be a little cup of ranch next to it doesn't look that appetizing.
Not excited about this flavor, but we taste it before we make any judgments.
That is true. We call it Tasted Tuesday, and we're taking on all of the new flavors of Kraft mac and cheese. More coming up on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Out of studio, we're into the Z102.9 kitchens. This is the same place, Claire, the same table where I found the bagels with the gum on them yesterday.
Oh, yes.
That finally has been cleaned
away. From the
away.
Healthy confines of the place that brought you bagel with gum on it.
Yes. Comes dabbling into some new flavors with Kraft mac and cheese. All sites were set on apple pie, and we just could not find apple pie mac and cheese. But we didn't know this. Pizza, ranch, hot honey. You saw Parmesan,
jalapeno.
Apparently, you saw these on the Kraft website.
Also available. Some interesting flavors. So we thought we owed it to you to give them a taste test.
Especially going into, we're going to have a lot of family, a lot of kids over for the holidays. If they're still on the shelves, this might be worth approaching. I want to pull back my pizza recommendation by one bite.
Why?
Regret. And let me tell you, because you love and know the flavor of mac and cheese so much, as I kept eating it, I wanted it to be more mac and cheesy.
Yes.
And it got more pizza-y as it went
along. That was my problem with it. I think that if I'm going to make mac and cheese, I just want it to be mac and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, there's more nostalgia than flavor in these boxes for me. The first few bites for pizza tasted great. But yeah, I was going, when's the one that's just going to be, you know, that mac and cheese flavor?
Straight mac and cheese. I'm with you. It is interesting, though. Like, we had producer Ben whip up some mac and cheese for us this morning. We were just discussing, though, that kind of makes him our babysitter.
Which, now that I look at everything he does in the course of our workday, producer Ben is our babysitter.
Oh, my God. I've never thought about it like this before. But you're totally right.
He keeps track of things we do. He tells us to pick things up when we're done with them.
He tells us when we do good job. He tells us when we do bad job.
The only thing he has yet to do is send us to our room.
He does at the end
of
the show.
I bet he wants to.
He makes us go to the office.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh. He's our babysitter.
Producer Ben is the Morning Scramble babysitter.
Wow.
Well, you're doing a great job. And there's 20 on the fridge for some pizza.
I love some pizza-flavored mac and cheese on the stove.
Our numbers are on the fridge.
Knock yourself out.
Call our parents if there's an emergency. Okay, what is your eyeball telling you right now? Because this thing is flecked with whatever that green, you know, what's the thing in ranch that has kind of a green?
Is it a dill?
A dill or a chive, maybe?
I don't know, but this macaroni and cheese is ranch-flavored mac and cheese, and you can definitely see that there's a lot of little green things, which I will tell you right now, Kraft, kids don't like that.
And then the box art, you've got, you know, the great photo of the food, but they're using these illustrations like little ramekins filled with, I'm guessing that again, is, you know, what's like a sour cream and onion bag of chips.
Yeah.
That's what the design looks like.
You know what? Now, as soon as you said that, I saw dehydrated onion, sour cream.
Oh, you're actually looking at the
garlic,
ingredients.
Yeah. Salt.
So that would be in a packet of ranch,
parsley,
right?
Parsley, yeah.
Oh, parsley. That could be some
parsley,
green as well.
That could be the green.
Okay. I'm trying to get all flavors out of my head. The pizza flavor gone.
Pizza.
The traditional mac and cheese flavor gone.
We're going to try ranch-flavored macaroni and cheese. Bon appetit.
Both hit our bowls.
Cheers.
Like it's some sort of tradition.
That's how everybody always does it, right? Totally normal?
Can I tell you, this is the coagulation level I love, though, by the way. Ranchy, not overwhelming. I'm getting more mac and cheese with little flecks of things in it.
This is a light ranch flavor.
Oh, towards the end, though.
Oh.
Did you get it right on that?
A little bit of that sour creamy.
Yeah. I think what I don't like is all the little things on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my mac and cheese fell on the floor, and I put it back in a bowl, and I'm eating it. Like, it has debris on it.
There's so much debris on the mac and cheese. I will point out to you, I think I just like macaroni and cheese. I think I'm just a plain Jane. I'm just a simple gal who doesn't want my flavors of my macaroni and cheese messed with. Thank you very much.
It doesn't bug me as much as I thought it was going to. I'm not as disgusted by it.
No, it's not as bad. I was prepared for it to be not good. And I will point out to you that the pizza flavor is a limited edition.
Yes.
And the ranch flavor seems to be here to stay.
That doesn't say limited edition on it.
It doesn't say limited edition.
Has this been out for a while?
I don't know, but...
I'm afraid of that.
This is macaroni and cheese for adults.
I guess so.
I don't think kids are going to be about that.
No. Now I'm kind of coming around the corner where I really thought this was going to be a fun family time activity. You're going to end in something nobody's going to want to eat.
Exactly. You're going to make a whole pot of macaroni and cheese, and the kids are going to be like, "Ew, it's got green stuff on it."
And then you're going to throw it away, and then you're going to get mad at yourself for spending money. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. This ends horribly.
But look at me.
Horribly.
Spent the money.
Here's the best part about this. Since Ben is the babysitter, he gets to clean this all up. We're going to go play.
We made a mess.
That's Taste of Tuesday with the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
It's a Tuesday morning treat.
I know, but humor me, please, because I have been like a squirrel going around picking up acorns for the winter, just pack ratting all of this useless knowledge. And it's just, it's not going to keep us warm this winter. It's useless.
Let's spin.
Good spin, beefy spin.
I have a lot of pasta in me.
Yeah.
Complex carbs.
That's
all those.
The power of pizza flavored
pizza
macaroni
mac and
cheese.
All right, I'm going to give you a number and then you pick.
It's still
what? I told you.
No. Okay, finally.
You need to grab a piece of useless knowledge off the pile that you've got marked number 7.
Number 7. In 4 of the 5 movies that were nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay in the 2011 Oscars.
Okay.
A character lost an arm. 127 Hours.
Saw it.
Toy Story 3.
Oh my God.
True Grit.
Yep.
And Winter's Bone. The 5th movie was Social Network, where no one lost an arm, but it won the Oscar. So
someone lost an arm and a leg by their stock options not being honored by Facebook. That counts.
But they lost an arm and a leg.
You all lost arms. Before I give you the number, there it is. That's the useless knowledge I love. That is so useless, but so fascinating at
is
the exact same time. Yes.
Only happened in 2011.
Work your way down the other side of the piles in front of you. Need number 2 now.
Hang on. Okay. Number 2.
Yes.
When the Beatles were working on classic Abbey Road, they had originally planned on calling it Everest. But they didn't want to fly to Mount Everest and take the cover photo, so it was just easier to walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road.
But the studios were at Abbey Road.
But for the album
art. Are you telling me there's a Tibetan studio that a Sherpa gets you up to record at the top
of
Everest?
No, for the cover. For the photo. They're like, we just want the photo to be on Everest. Wouldn't that be cool? But then we have to go there.
We have to go to Everest.
We have to climb a mountain and it's a whole thing. Let's just walk outside.
If you told them today a thing called green screen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't know.
Ooh.
Spin number 3. Oh, gosh. Are we going to land on 7 again?
No way.
No, just on 8.
8.
8.
No, just on 8.
I just like to keep a variety.
There is a pro wrestling move, and it's called a choke slam.
Okay.
Where the wrestler lifts the opponent up by his throat.
And one-handed?
One hand.
That's almost like Darth Vader.
Yeah. And then slams him to the ground.
Choke slam.
Choke slam. It was invented during an amateur wrestling match by Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah. Lincoln invented the choke slam.
Lincoln liked the fisticuffs back in the day.
Yeah. Give him the choke slam.
He's a tall guy, too.
Oh, I know.
Now,
he can raise you up with one hand.
Are you picturing everything I'm picturing?
I don't think you're picturing as many pectorals and biceps.
Oh, no. I see all the ripply muscles.
Okay.
No shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Pants.
Yes.
Stovepipe hat. In the ring.
Naturally.
In the ring.
Naturally.
Yes. Choke slam.
Oh, my gosh. You just choke slammed me into another one.
Number 8, please.
Bonus. Another bonus. Okay. Pikachu from Pokemon.
Yeah. I want to choke slam him sometimes.
No. almost had a massive chest.
Am I thinking, hold on, Abraham Lincoln, Peck's chest?
No.
Female.
Ladies.
Understood. Pamela Anderson.
Almost had a Pam Anderson type chest.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. The Pokemon people, they were bringing it, you know, from to America, and there was a bit of a translation problem, so it was unclear in the notes whether or not Pikachu was supposed to have enormous pectoral muscles or, like, a very feminine chest.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So almost gave him bazingas.
Pikachu. Pikachu.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.